Welcome back to week 7 here of our Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, with the Valley Heights boys head coach, Kenny Steinfort. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. It's been a trio of games. Last time we talked, coach, losses against Frankfurt, Onega, and Lynn, but scoring the most points of the season in the loss to Onega. That was 61-48. But coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get any victories out of the TVL tournament or the last three games, but I'll tell you, our kids did compete. They competed really well, and I thought, or for the most part, I mean, we had our spells where we didn't, but compete as well as we wanted to. But you know, we were able to, you know, get the scores a lot closer, and actually, like you say, against Onega, put some points on the board, and we're, you know, things are, you know, with our small, you know, young team and our small victories that we're looking at, like, we definitely made improvements, even though the scoreboard didn't show a victory.
We're talking about improvements, you know, kind of going back to that 48 points you put up over Onega. What are some ways that you continue to kind of get that offense rolling and running, especially as you get to the second part of this season? I mean, what are some things that you're really stressing to this team right now of yours, a very young team, that, you know, things that they can kind of get better and keep getting better at, especially as you get into, again, the second part of the season?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, offensively, you know, a lot of it's patience. You know, we sometimes get going too fast, or we rush shots and don't allow shots to come within the offense. And, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing right now that we're dealing with. And I think that was what, you know, the second half, we against Onega, you know, we had a really good second half there, especially in the fourth quarter, is where a lot of those points came from. And, you know, we worked a lot at getting the ball into the paint and then kicking the ball out and getting our feet set and just making it part of the offense. And so that, I think that's the biggest thing right now, is that offensively is we just need to continue playing within the offense. But, you know, second half of the season, you know, we've got to get better rebounding. We've got to get better at taking care of the basketball. Right now, we're still having too many turnovers that are leading into easy layups. And so, you know, if we can fix some of that, which, you know, we did do during the Twin Valley League tournament a lot better, not as good last night against Lynn, but, you know, if we can take care of some of those, you know, get those turnovers down, those scores are going to get a lot closer.
And this week, I mean, you got four games in this week. You've already played two of them, Monday, Tuesday, here Thursday, and then Friday, Concordia, Republic County. I mean, are you attacking these back-to-back matchups against non-league teams right before you turn things over and go right back in the TVL play next Tuesday against Hanover?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, for us, you know, each day we're just trying to get better, you know, a little bit at a time. And if we keep building each day and get better, why, you know, we're going to be good sometime. But, you know, right now it's just, you know, we've got a pretty tough schedule here ahead of us with Concordia right off the bat here tomorrow or on Thursday. And, we're going to have to somehow slow that game down and allow ourselves to stay in that ball game. That's a very, very good Concordia team and stuff. And, you know, Republic County, you know, they're going to be a good basketball team too. They're well coached there with Coach Sheets. So again, we're going to have to be fundamentally sound defensively with them. Like you say, they're two non-league games, but they're still important games for us to grow and get better at.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chat.
Thank you, and I appreciate you covering Mustang Athletics.
That was Head Coach Kenny Steinfort of the Valley Heights Boys. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Upcoming on the schedule for Valley Heights, the Mustangs, it's here Thursday against Concordia, and then at Republic County this Friday.